because with Ms., I usually don't offend people.
What do most American women in business prefer?
I believe that most American women prefer Ms.
Thank you, Gary.
Finissez la phrase. Vous allez entendre le début et vous devez terminer la phrase. Écoutez et finissez la phrase.
Some people use their first name in business, but others prefer to use their last name.
Le nom de famille.
They prefer to use their last name.
Le nom de famille.
Most American women prefer to be addressed as Ms. They prefer to be addressed as Ms.
Ms, c'est neutre.
In the past, people used to address all married women as Mrs.
Et c'est tout pour cette leçon de Business English, l'anglais commercial. That's it for today. Until next time, à la prochaine fois. English USA vous présente African Voices in Conversation. Des conversations en anglais qui ont attrait à la vie quotidienne au Sénégal. Nous allons retrouver Uncle Daouda et son neveu Badou. Ancien champion de lutte, Daouda opposera à nouveau ses idées à celles de Badou, notre futur champion. Si pour le premier, on luttait pour l'honneur, pour le second, le sport est un business. Nous allons les écouter. Vous répondrez par vrai ou faux, true or false, à ces énoncés. 1. La lutte traditionnelle est devenue le sport le plus populaire après le football dans le pays de Uncle Daouda et de Badou. 2. Du temps de Daouda, les jeunes filles offraient de beaux pagnes aux champions de lutte. Vous allez maintenant répondre à ces trois questions. 1. Quel est le mot que Uncle Daouda ne veut pas entendre en sport? 2. Du temps de Daouda, que remportait un champion de lutte après une victoire? 3. Que promet Badou à son oncle s'il devient champion et riche? Vous allez enfin apprendre à exprimer votre accord et votre désaccord en utilisant le gérondif avec « ing » comme sujet dans la phrase.
It's a scandal. Wrestling is no longer a real sport in this country.
No way, Uncle. Today, wrestling is even more popular than football, and wrestlers are rich now.
Absolutely. If it's a real sport, it should not be all about money. Rich? That's one word I don't want to hear in sport. It's morally wrong.
Sorry, Uncle. Times have changed.
Do you wrestle to be rich, Badou?
Yeah, of course. Why else would I kill myself building my body, lifting heavy stones, running and boxing for the money?
In my day, wrestling was a matter of honor.
Ah, some honor. What did a champion get? A sack of rice or a donkey?
We were admired and respected. The young girls loved us and offered us beautiful gloves. We were stars.
Village stars. Real sport stars are earning up to $20 million per year.
That's crazy. What can a normal person do with so much money?
Plenty of things. Investing, starting a business, giving to the poor, making people happy. Come on, Uncle. You don't want to live the good life?
Of course I do.
Then just wait until I become an international wrestling champion. Get rich and change your life. Come on, Uncle. Let's wrestle.
Oh, I don't think so, Badou. You can beat the champion.
Oh, yeah. If you beat me, you win 2 sacks of rice and 4 donkeys.
Nous avons écouté l'oncle et son neveu. L'énoncé 1 est faux. La lutte traditionnelle est devenue le sport le plus populaire après le football dans le pays de Uncle Daouda et de Badou. L'énoncé 2 est vrai. Du temps de Daouda, les jeunes filles offraient de beaux pagnes aux champions de lutte. Voilà les réponses aux questions. 1. Quel est le mot que Uncle Daouda ne veut pas entendre en sport? Riche. 2. Du temps de Daouda, que remportait un champion de lutte après une victoire? Un sac de riz ou un âne? 3. Que promet Badou à son oncle s'il devient champion et riche? De changer la vie de son oncle. Écoutez et répétez ces expressions et leur traduction en français. Absolutely. Absolument ou tout à fait. You're right. T'as raison. Of course. Bien sûr. Ces expressions expriment l'accord. Répétez aussi ces expressions également entendues dans le dialogue. It's a scandal. C'est scandaleux. It's morally wrong. C'est pas bien moralement. That's crazy. C'est dingue. Elles expriment un désaccord. Écoutez cette phrase entendue dans le dialogue.
Wrestling is no longer a real sport in this country.
La phrase commençant par un verbe terminé en « ing », ce verbe a une fonction de sujet du verbe qui le suit. Voilà d'autres exemples. Wrestling sounds like fighting sometimes. Investing in transport can be a good business. Nous avons retrouvé Uncle Daouda et son neveu Badou. Vous avez appris des expressions pour être d'accord ou ne pas l'être. Vous avez enfin appris à utiliser des verbes en « ing », sujet dans les phrases. Et au fait, vous êtes d'accord avec l'oncle Daouda ou avec Badou? Pour plus de renseignements au sujet des cours d'anglais, Learning English, allez au site internet suivant à americanenglish.state.gov ou à voalearningenglish.com. Aujourd'hui, Martin Luther visite un horloger dans son atelier. Martin is visiting a clockmaker in his workshop. Il parle des qualités indispensables qu'il faudrait pour devenir horloger. They discuss the necessary skills involved in becoming a clockmaker. Au cours de cette leçon, vous apprendrez à parler de capacités professionnelles et de la compétence des gens. During this lesson, you will learn to talk about professional skills and people's competence. English USA est diffusé en direct de Washington au micro Michel Joseph. Vous allez donc apprendre à parler des spécialisations des gens, c'est-à-dire different skills that people must have to do their job. Martin se trouve dans l'atelier d'un horloger. Martin is in the workshop of a clockmaker. Et lui parle de son métier. L'horloger lui explique ses débuts. The clockmaker explains to him how he started. Il dit, I came from Switzerland when I was a young boy. Je suis venu de la Suisse lorsque j'étais très jeune. I worked in my father's store. J'ai travaillé dans le magasin de mon père. Comment peut-on devenir horloger? How does one become a clockmaker? Faut-il être ponctuel? Must one be punctual? Pas nécessairement. Il faut avant tout être méticuleux, meticulous, et méthodique, methodical. Écoutez leur conversation pour en savoir davantage.
Isn't that a beautiful sound?
Yes, it is. It's not a common sound.
Sadly, it isn't. People don't have clocks anymore.
Surely they have clocks. I agree, they don't have clocks like yours.
I don't call those modern things clocks.
Well, let's talk about your clocks. How did you get started as a clockmaker?
I came from Switzerland when I was a young boy. Of course, I wasn't a clockmaker then.
Did any of your family make clocks?
No, they were merchants. My father came here to open a store. But I knew about clocks and watches. I was very interested in them.
Why?
I don't know exactly. I admired the skill, I think. I loved the beauty of the large clocks. I liked the sound.
So how did you get started, Mr. Herman?
It was just a hobby at first. I worked in my father's store. In my free time, I made a clock. Then I made another and another. Finally, I stopped working in the store and only made clocks.
You're very skillful. This one is very beautiful.
Yes. Listen to it chime.
I like it.
I'm very proud of that clock.
Can you make watches?
I'm not very interested. They're too small.
You have many large clocks. Tell me about these.
These are called grandfather clocks. Grandfather clocks were very popular in the past. They're very large for most homes today.
And very expensive.
This is the largest one I have made. It's 7 feet tall. I made it for the bank.
There are so many skills involved. Tell me how you begin. Do you make the inside first or the outside first?
Sometimes one, sometimes the other. Usually I start with the inside, the clock itself, the working part.
That must take a lot of work and skill.
It does. I don't make the parts, of course. I buy the parts from Switzerland.
But you put them all together to make the clock.
Right. Then when the clock is working, I make the outside, the case.
I admire your skill. Can you earn a living making clocks?
I make clocks and I repair clocks. I can make a living. I'm not rich, of course.
But you're doing what you want to do.
Yes. I want you to see this clock. I didn't make this one.
It's very interesting. Where did it come from?
It's from an old school in the city. I think it was made in America, but it doesn't say on the clock.
Is that unusual?
Very. It's very skillfully made.
Lorsqu'on parle d'un métier que l'on trouve intéressant et passionnant, on utilise des expressions telles que That's wonderful. C'est merveilleux. That's very good. C'est très bien pour décrire cet intérêt. On peut aussi parler directement des qualités professionnelles de la personne et de la façon dont il ou elle exerce son métier. Par exemple, on dira skill ou bien skillful et encore skillfully. Skill se décrit par habileté, une habileté technique, une compétence technique. Skill. Skillful, très habile. Skillfully, avec habileté, avec une certaine compétence technique. Skill peut être aussi traduit par spécialité, avoir une certaine spécialité, une certaine main-d'œuvre spécialisée, ou plutôt être adroit à faire quelque chose. He has many skills. Il a beaucoup d'habileté. He made that clock skillfully. Il a construit cette horloge avec beaucoup d'habileté, avec beaucoup de compétences. Une main-d'œuvre très spécialisée. Skillfully. Écoutez les phrases qui suivent.
You are very skillful.
It's very skillfully made.
I admire your skill.
Pourriez-vous faire des commentaires sur la qualité professionnelle de quelqu'un? Écoutez les phrases dans lesquelles Martin parle avec admiration du métier de l'horloger. Il dira par exemple « This is a very old clock ». C'est ce que dit l'horloger à Martin. « This is a very old clock ». C'est une très vieille ou une très ancienne horloge. Martin y dit « It's very beautiful ». C'est très beau. L'horloger dit ensuite « I made this clock ». C'est moi qui ai fait cette horloge. Je l'ai construite. Et Martin, il dit, I admire your skill. J'admire ce que vous faites.
This is a very old clock.
It's very beautiful.
I made this clock.
I admire your skill.
Faites des commentaires qui expriment votre admiration pour les qualités professionnelles de quelqu'un. Pouvez-vous décrire vos capacités personnelles? Can you describe your professional skills? Pensez-y. Entre-temps, Martin parle avec un horloger. Martin is talking to a clockmaker. Et il veut savoir les qualités nécessaires pour exercer ce métier. And he wants to know from the clockmaker what skills are necessary for his job. Quelles sont celles que vous jugez indispensables pour devenir horloger, lui demande-t-il. Écoutons cette conversation pour en savoir plus.
Do you like the sound of clocks?
Yes, I do. They're comforting.
They are. People my age grew up with clocks in the house. We had a large clock in our living room. My father brought it with him from Switzerland.
Do you have clocks in your home?
Too many. My wife says we have too many.
Okay, first you make the clock.
I put it together. I assemble it.
Right. That must take a lot of skill.
In the beginning, it was difficult. Now it's easy.
Then you make the case.
Usually I work that way. First I make the clock, next I make the case.
Tell me how you make the case.
First I select the wood.
What kind of wood do you like?
I use all kinds. For the clocks with chimes, I use hardwoods.
Why is that?
It sounds better. The hardwoods make the chimes sound very nice. Softwoods make the chimes sound dull, uninteresting.
What next?
Then I measure everything. Next I cut the wood.
What about the glass?
That's next. I put the wood pieces together first. Then I cut the glass and fit it into the wooden case.
And then you put the clock inside?
Not yet. I have to finish the wood first. That's easier before I put the clock inside.
I can't believe there are so many skills. You have to know so many things.
That's right. I have to put the clock together.
You have to be a skillful clockmaker?
Then I have to make the case out of wood.
You have to be a skillful woodworker.
Next, I have to cut the glass.
That means you're a skillful glass cutter.
Then I have to finish the wooden case.
Finally, you're a skillful wood finisher.
Not finally. It isn't done yet.
There's more.
I have to make sure that the clock runs properly.
Tell me about that.
I can't correct the clock until it's finished. After I put it all together, I correct the clock.
What does that mean?
The clocks always run too fast or too slow. I have to correct them.
That's another skill.
It's not difficult. It usually takes a few days to get it right.
Why is that?
I change it a little one day, then I check it the next day, then I change it a little more, then the next day a little more until it's correct.
And they sound terrific.
Martin parle des qualités indispensables qu'il faudrait pour devenir horloger. Il dira, par exemple, à l'horloger, you have to be a skillful clockmaker. Il faut que vous soyez un horloger plein d'habileté. You have to be a skillful woodworker. Il faut que vous puissiez travailler le bois avec habileté. That means you're a skillful glass cutter. Cela veut dire aussi que vous êtes adroit pour couper le verre. Finalement, finally, you're a skillful wood finisher. Où travaillez-vous? Où aimerez-vous travailler? Where do you work? And where would you like to work? Describe a profession that interests you. Décrivez un métier qui vous intéresse. Describe a profession that interests you. Describe the skills involved. Décrivez les spécialités et les dons qui sont importants à ce métier. Practice hard. Until next time, goodbye.
musique.